Penguin Random House Audio presents The Disappearing by Lori Roy. Read for you by Sophie Amos and Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. Lane Wallace is alone inside Roland's Tavern when the front door flies open. A man stumbles inside, bringing with him a spray of rain that throws a shine on the hickory brown floors. He scans the dark room, stomps his feet, and draws both hands over his round, wet face. If the man says anything, Lane doesn't hear him, for the rain pounding the tin roof and the palm fronds slapping the front windows. It's supposed to rain through the night, and all around Waddell. People will be keeping a close eye on the river. Lane smiles because maybe the man is a friend of a friend and not a stranger. She's expecting a big crowd tonight, and one of her regulars might have invited him, but he doesn't smile back. Slipping her phone from her back pocket, she lays it on the bar top where the man will be sure to see it. It's a subtle warning, but if the man is looking for trouble, it'll make him reconsider. He's a little on the heavy side, doughy, a person might say. From behind the bar, Lane asks the man if a beer will do him, and as he slides into a booth near the front door, he nods. Her regulars, men who've known her all her life, or rather, who have known her father, won't show up for another hour or so. But Roland Jansen will be back any time now. He ran out to move his car and Lane's to the higher and drier ground of the parking lot out front, so she won't be alone with the man for long. Even though it's raining, her regulars will come.